Hi and welcome to 647 Six Stories for 7 a.m. because there's a famine of truth in our land. And this is your quick news fix. And the truth starts now. Okay, so Trump is asking, how high will SCOTUS jump? SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States. One, he's asking, can I fire a Federal Reserve Governor, Lisa, three primary residents, Cook? Two, can I take my martial law show to LA and Chicago for just cause? What do you say, Supreme Court? And three, can I freelance with U.S. tariff laws as a negotiating ploy to end wars and gain favorable terms on commerce? SCOTUS has been smiling in the direction of Trump's broad presidential authority. They let him remove lefty leaders from the National Labor Relations Board. Dems, in accord with the legacy media, are trying to make the claim Trump's tariffs have unnerved investors and roiled markets. They're claiming that lower court injunctions are terrifying investors on Wall Street. So today, the S&P was down 1%, the S&P 500. So we call that fake news, all right? They're just trying to hurt Trump. They're just trying to manufacture this stuff, and it absolutely is not real. All right, take two. There's a 0% capital gains bracket. The big, beautiful bill is making it possible for some folks to sell high profit assets without being nailed by capital gains taxes. For 2025, single filers making $48,350 or less pay 0% long-term capital gains. And married couples making $96,700 or less pay 0% long-term capital gains. But you know what? That's great for those folks, but there's no help for Hollywood. The summer box office in 2023 was $4.09 billion. The summer box office in 2024 is $3.67 billion. For a movie to be a hit, it needs to make $1 billion worldwide. And there's only one movie that did that this summer. Are you ready? Lilo and Stitch. Did you see it? Neither did I. It's like a little kid thing. Hollywood won't listen, though. It's the same old information. Go woke, go broke. They just can't stop themselves. Take three. Well, there are reasons to celebrate. So here's a good one. Jerry Nadler is retiring from Congress. Big, fat, lefty lawyer from the Upper West Side has promoted failed policies for three decades. A 34-year congressional career, he is the poster boy for term limits. He is also the only politician to have a verb named after himself. Webster's Dictionary states the verb to nadler oneself or nadlering an opportunity. This means to find a halal burrito in your shorts unexpectedly. Truly a Seinfeld character nadlering away from the podium in Congress with Fancy Nancy watching in horror. Too good. We'll miss you, Jerry. All right, Take four. Ilhan, my brother's wife, Omar, has had a windfall. Ilhan, the AOC of Mogadishu, photogenic and hating America at every photo op. Ilhan, which means thief in the Somali language, disclosed that her second husband, who is not also her brother, Tim Minette, has a stake in two companies that was worth $51,000 at the end of 2023. In 1 year, Brother Minette's investment was worth, are you ready, $30 million. Now, I don't know whether to yell, Nancy Pelosi, a 3,500% return in 1 year. That's Hillary performance. Ilhan's husband owns these two companies that are run by lefty venture capital firm Rose Lake Capital LLC with $60 billion under management. What can you say but good country America? All right, take five. Space Force making a move. Trump announced yesterday that he is moving the U.S. Space Command from Blue Marxist, Colorado, another beautiful, pristine state soon to be destroyed by lefty elite rule. Think Seattle, Washington, San Francisco, California, Portland, Oregon, Austin, Texas, and soon to be falling Asheville, North Carolina, and Nashville, Tennessee, with Louisville, Kentucky, quick to follow. So where would Trump relocate the U.S. Space Force? Well, of course, the same place he wants to relocate the FBI. Sweet home Alabama. Banjos playing through the broken glass, according to our unbiased observer, Neil the Squeal Young. There's going to be a lot of action headed to Alabama. It's a very, very interesting move as Trump is moving all of this away from the blue carnage. Probably the only thing he can do. All right, here we are, take six. This is an arms study, the Advanced Reprobate Mind Studies. And tonight, I have a bonus because there are two. The first one is Robin Wright. And she's definitely not right in this thing. But she can't be because she has a reprobate mind. So Hollywood actress Robin Wright, star of the movie Forrest Gump and The Girlfriend and The House of Cards, moved away from the U.S. to England. Robin notes that there's a freedom of self here. Don't tell that to all the schoolgirls carrying axes to school. There's a freedom of self here in England compared to the U.S., which she describes as a shit show where everything is rush, competition, and speed. People are kind here. They're living. They're not in the car, in traffic, panicked on a phone call, eating a sandwich. That's most of America. That's the reprobate mind. That's a perfect, perfect way to encapsulate the American experience. And now we have a second person who is showing you exactly what Robin's talking about. And this is Coldplay's Chris Martin. He gets a special mention as an elite Englander. Martin was giving a concert at Wembley Stadium in London. He called two fans from Israel up on the stage and said to them, I'm going to say this. I'm grateful that you're here as humans. We are treating you as equal humans on the earth, regardless of where you come from. Does that have any overtone of anti-Semitism? I can't tell because there's so much kindness there. It's such a heavy filter. All I can say is how kind of Chris and what a wanker. But we're not wankers. We're giving you a short show today. You know why? Because Monday and Tuesday were long shows. Tuesday was a half hour. What is this? The giveaway place? No way. So I still want you to like us, to share us. I want you to comment. I want you to talk this up with your friends. But most of all, it's hump day. It's hump day. You're going over the top. Why shouldn't you go over the top? You've been laying low for 4 days. Get up on it. Do the work. Make it count. Make it great. And you know what? God, the Almighty God of the universe, is going to bless you. I promise you that, because I'm going to ask him to. So God bless you, and thank you for listening.